Rue Tobin. He doesn't wear pants.
Rue Tobin doesn't wear pants.
He doesn't wear them.
Rue Tobin. Tobin.
Leather. So, leathery air some of It's a 12 Man Podcast.
And we're back.
We're back. We're back. Declan Maron over there.
Hello.
We're back. Rue Tobin, say
hello.
Hi. Give it a hi. Give us
hey,
a wave.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Toesy. Yeah. Give us a wave. Toesy.
Give us a wave.
Okay. 12manpodcast.com if you want to email in. At 12manpodcast on the Twitter. Go to the Facebook page as well. Just give us a Google. You look happy.
I'm very upset that my dog's moving around a lot. Therefore, I could probably be hearing the recording. But let's just ignore it.
Well, that's the problem with... Pets. Don't have them, you know. Pets are for Christmas.
Pets Guardiola.
Pets Guardiola.
Name of the episode.
I've just given you a fantastic something that we'll be talking to in a few minutes.
Yeah, you fucked it up, really.
Yeah, you're terrible.
I'll say it in a few minutes. Don't worry, lads. I'll say that.
A pet's not just for Christmas, though.
Mm.
You know, you got to think.
Joiner's pet.
You know, you've got alligators. Everybody going around this house. Oh, get an alligator for Christmas. Fuck you. Idiot. Now,
it was a gift.
By now, it seems are traditional to start with a question, isn't it? So, Zlatan Ibrahimovic was set a series of challenges by a fan so he could get the domain name for a website this week, or sorry, last week. I think I have it, or the week before that. If you at home, if you could set a challenge for a footballer, what would it be, or who would it be, and why, and what would it be? How would you do it?
First of all, I'm going to pick Dean Windass, and I would challenge him to do a sort of marathon walk in which he'd have to carry around a bag of cats.
What?
To make the ultimate most awful sound ever. Like, he'd have to run with a bag of cats. So it would be a combination of heavy Dean Windass breathing sounds and a bag of cats.
Do you think Dean Windass would be that motivated?
No, but it's my challenge. He has to do it. So that's what I do.
That is a
hard one to follow, yes.
Very interesting one. It doesn't really take the same structure as my one.
I don't think we were going for something
like that. But I would like to challenge all footballers who are not Mario Balotelli to be more like Mario Balotelli.
No, I don't like
just
that one.
Just to see if football could survive a week with everyone being absolutely mental.
Your voice is very robotic-y today.
He's quite sick.
But he struggled on to get here. And it might snow by the time he leaves as well. Terrible. So you want everybody in the world of football to be...
more like Mario Balotelli.
Follow a bad influence, basically.
Yeah, it'd be great crap.
We'd give it a shot, but... wouldn't it...
mine's more likely. Demon does probably does that anyway.
Mine was a bit of a culture... cultural things.
So you are a culture vulture, in fairness.
Some people mightn't get it. You know, does anybody remember when Ant and Dec used to do the Saturday morning show?
Yeah.
And they used to have Challenge Ant. Where it
was Ask Ant?
No, it was a Challenge Ant. It was like a quiz thing. So I was thinking, you know, a Challenge Ant where Anton Ferdinand has to come on and answer a series of questions in a mastermind style. Because he doesn't seem like a very intelligent person.
He's definitely not.
And you can bring him on, challenge Ant, Anton Ferdinand comes out and, you know...
you're right, what?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Exactly.
Answer these questions. No, I won't be a lawyer.
I won't wear that t-shirt.
It's a bit like an Ali...
racism, Matt.
It's a bit like an Ali G type character, isn't he? Honourable mentions to Lachlan, to me challenging
to you
to me challenging Tony Mowbray to be locked up in shackles and thrown at, have like rotten pears thrown at him for the day, because he just looks like he's a very miserable type of character. It looks like that would suit him. Like, we saw him at Middlesbrough there, like empty stadium and all that. Looks like he should be locked up in shackles and just kind of moping.
I'm sure there's some sort of pun that we can make between the word Middlesbrough and the word misery.
Misery, bro.
Miserable.
Let's not make that. Let's ignore what we just said. And
miserable.
Not
Le miserable.
Le Mowbray.
So we are. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Ibrahimovic, though, he was set his string of tasks.
Oh yeah,
it was all a bit weird because some fan did it because he bought the domain name to Zlatan.fr, like the French one or whatever it was. But I don't even know if Ibrahimovic has any interest in getting this, but the fans set a series of tasks. And he only has to complete one of these tasks, is it, I think?
Yeah, but one of the tasks is, like, live on my couch.
Yeah, and that's the one that's winning in a poll, an online poll of what he should do. Runner-up is be slapped in the face. I'm not sure how his lad down would take that. And after that, I think it's, like, take him on a taekwondo.
And then down the thing is sign Neymar.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if Zlatan has any say in
I'd say he does.
Give him a lock of hair is one. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's a bit weird.
Yeah, I'm not very comfortable with that one. I hope he doesn't do that one. That's, I mean, it's probably the easiest one, but...
It will probably happen. He might be able to collect a bit of hair if he lives on his couch anyway. He'll be able to collect some hair. Maybe some dead skin cells as well.
Clone him as Zlatan.
You're all weirdos.
Imagine that? Yeah, you're very honest, Zlatan.
Up front with Zlatan.
No, it would get out of control, though.
Yeah, that'd be mental. That's my task. Zlatan, clone yourself.
If there was more than two or three, they'd just take over. We'd have no chance. You know, they'd rule everywhere.
He's Zlataning everything. Yeah.
Surely Zlatan, if you really wanted the domain name for that website, could just give the guy some money and say, here's a grant.
He doesn't want money. He wants to slap him.
Yeah. But if he offered him money, I'm sure he'd
take it. I wouldn't want to slap one of my preferred players.
Zlatan would probably take a different name, though. He wouldn't just want Zlatan, would he?
Well, I don't know what the domain is.
JesusIsMe.com or something like that.
I'm going to be confused, I think. Does Zlatan, he probably has a website anyway, so...
Why doesn't he just take MortonGamsPedersen.com?
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
We'd have no more Norwegian princess.
I have to do some research on Morten Gams Pedersen. This is going to be crap. And oh, look! It's Zlatan. Deadly.
Interesting.
MortonGamsPedersen.com would get so many hits, more than it is now.
Do you think, find out. Let us know. At 12 Man Podcast, hashtag MortonGamsPedersen.com.
MGP. How's that ever been done?
Who knows?
Most Gallable Primate. That was a movie.
Anyway, if you want to get in there with your challenges, I suppose, let us know as well. Get on the Twitter, you know, at 12 Man Podcast. Let us know. Best one wins a HMV voucher.
Nice.
Yeah. Most people won't get that.
Nah, they will.
I did, and I liked it.
Me too.
We were talking about pets recently. And now we're talking about Pep. Pep Guardiola.
Pets have a lot of pets.
Pep Guardiola. What if he has pets? Let us know. If you know, which you probably don't.
He never really swab pet.
Anyway, look, he's gone to Bayern Munich. The big news this week. Biggest signing in the world.
And who broke that news?
I did.
12 Man Podcast did. On their Facebook. Well, they broke the news to me anyway. I had no idea before I saw that. Then I turned on Sky Sports News for the details. And then I text you about it.
And then Alan McInally came on.
Alan McInally using... We talked about this. The picture that they used... Alan McInally played for Bayern Munich about 20 years ago, right? So they couldn't get anyone more current than him, which is just ridiculous. And the photo they used for him was about 10 years old. He's not got one grey hair in that photo. He looks phenomenal. It's like, Ali, come on. That's ridiculous.
He actually looks like he is 10 years old in the photo.
Yeah. Well, a 10-year-old Ali McInally is pretty old looking.
Sky, whatever. Well, we broke the news, really. No, but it was on Sky. And it happened. Was it Wednesday afternoon? The day after, you know, all the English media were like, oh, he's coming to the Premiership. Even though in the interview he did, he didn't once say he wanted to go to the Premiership.
Yeah, he said something like, I might manage in England.
He said, I'd love to manage in England one day, as everybody says. And then it was like, he's going to Chelsea. And then, not just that, the English papers didn't really pick up on it, or the English media in general, or British media maybe, to a larger extent. Kind of the next day, instead of Guardiola to Bayern, it was like, Guardiola snubbed Chelsea. It's like, well, no, he didn't snub Chelsea. Did he?
They didn't offer it. Well, they apparently did think of offering him, or did want to offer him something, but...
They probably thought they had offered him.
Yeah.
Saying it to every paper. Yeah. Like, you tell him. Yeah. This is our offer.
But see, they don't know who's going to, like, you know, who's actually doing this at Chelsea anymore. Because they probably don't even know who their manager is anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think I'm delighted that he's gone to Bayern Munich personally. I think it's it speaks wonders for the German league and their structure, and Bayern Munich particularly, despite a team that buys in a high caliber player but still has youngsters coming through the squad. Yeah, and there's not enough of a blend of that throughout football, I think, and it's something he wants to be a part of. He doesn't want to be, you know, like Mourinho bringing in the Galacticos type thing. He wants to be part of growing and building a team, you know. So I'm very interested to see how it'll go.
I'd be interested to see how his transfers go, because he didn't have the best record at Barcelona.
Yeah, I know people claim that, but I wouldn't say it was bad.
Chigensky.
You can name one or two.
A lot of money on player. I mean, if you look at the Barcelona team, all of the best players were just ones that he had.
Mm.
The ones that he brought in weren't the top of.
No, no, but like, yeah, not necessarily. He made a
few, like, David Villa was a good signing.
Yeah,
but that was obvious to everyone.
Is he? I mean, he did cost a lot of money, and he has.
Has he been?
he had one good season. I mean, but since then he's been riddled with injuries and hasn't done much.
Yeah, but you could still see that, like, that one good season.
Oh yeah, but that's. I mean,
100% record because he hasn't played the others.
If you spend, you know, 30 million on a player and they have one good season, is it justifiable? I mean, Liverpool spent 20 million on Jordan Henderson. If he has one good season in his career there, you know.
Well, no, but I mean,
or if Andy Carroll has one good season.
Stop naming Liverpool players.
There's a difference between what Liverpool were doing there and as opposed to what Barcelona were doing in signing David Villa.
Look at you lads, bringing the English papers as usual.
No, but. The signing of David Villa was to bring in someone with international experience and, you know, someone who did have more experience and who fit in with this team because he had played with a lot of them anyway.
I think
it was obvious that he was going to be a success. But he was, what, 28, 29 when they signed him?
Mm.
So I don't think they really expected him to be
riddled with injuries. I don't think the signing is a particularly worryable thing right now. I mean, he's going to bring, you would hope that he's going to bring success to Bayern Munich. I mean, they put the list up. It made me laugh, actually, as I mentioned, I think 3 or 4 weeks ago, the man in the pub who sit across from me watching the darts said, well, Pep Guardiola hasn't impressed me, so therefore he's not a good manager.
Well, like, that's...
All right, I didn't realise he had to impress you. That's like, the juggler. But it was phenomenal because they put up like all the trophies and his success. He's like a 72% win ratio or something like that. It's phenomenally good. And it's just like, ah.
Villanova's is better.
Yeah.
Should have gone for him, eh?
I don't think he's won a trophy yet, though, but anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
Super Cup?
He may have won the Super Cup,
He's won one. But, you know, he still has another 14 or 15 to go.
Yeah, I think 14 was pretty good altogether.
Anyway, we're very excited. I have a little theory on that Mourinho.
It's gone to Dortmund.
I tweeted it at Dechmer. Right. Would Mourinho go to Dortmund just to harass Guardiola?
Dortmund get rid of
Klopp? No.
See, what's going to happen is Mourinho's leaving Inter at the end of the season anyway, so Klopp's going to go to Madrid.
He's in Real Madrid.
Yeah, we know this. It's going to happen. Get your money on it. Tell him the Trapman podcast told you. Put it on, and then don't come after us.
I was saying this. Will Mourinho follow him over just to harass him? And I said, no, but let's speculate about it anyway. So, let's do that.
Let's speculate about that.
What are Chelsea going to do now, though? That raises a big question.
Mourinho.
I still don't think. I mean,
Jurgen Klopp.
Some people said that.
Bankers.
He's retired, though.
Nigel Atkins. I don't know. I don't really know what they're going to do right now. I was thinking throughout managers. I mean, I don't know anyone that's like Klopp or Mourinho that would want to go back there. I don't think they would.
Yeah,
like the circumstances haven't changed with Mourinho. He fell out with Abramovich, so he's not going to go, ah, it's grand actually, let's pop back in. I think everyone forgets that. It's like, he was there before, and he left.
Yeah.
He left because he was annoyed, and he didn't want to be in that situation. So I don't see him going, but I think the amount of people that are waiting on the United job, I'm worried for Alex Ferguson's safety, because someone's going to hire a hitman soon, because he won't fuck off. But also, I think there's going to be, hopefully, a great load of disappointed managers who I don't like Mourinho. I think he's going to be waiting, and someone else, like Guardiola or something, will get the job, and he'll be devastated about it, and that'll be funny. But, you know.
Maybe Chelsea could head down the roof with an experienced manager, something like Carlo Ancelotti or Felipe Scolari. Or they could go for a young, up-and-coming manager like Andre Silas-Boas.
Huh? Robert Di Matteo.
Yeah.
Robert
Di Matteo, his English cousin.
Yeah, his London version. Or they could just completely bypass any of that and do what if you search Manti Te'o, right, the American footballer who made up a girlfriend to die of leukemia, why don't Chelsea just do that? Make up a manager, and then John Terry and Abramovich between them can manage the team. Then at the end of the season, they can kill him off if they want, very Harchester-esque.
Hashtag.
Oh, he died in a big giant plane explosion of cancer. It was crazy.
It was mad, but there's no evidence of it. But it was mad.
I have a video there before. Show it to you later.
John Terry with a mustache. Really, oh no, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see with Pep whether he does a similar thing to what he did when he started with Barcelona, when he came in and basically went, Eto, nah, you know. You know, big,
Ronaldinho,
big,
nah.
Big players that were, I don't know, I could see...
Who, Mario Gomez? You probably keep him.
I would say, I was thinking more along the lines of possibly Frank Ribery.
Yeah, I think he might go anyway, though. I think
I can't imagine that Pep Guardiola would like him.
To do. Well, that's very speculative. Basing that on absolutely nothing. He's very ugly. Pep Guardiola's very handsome. He would like him.
Pep Guardiola doesn't like a bit of ug.
That's why he brought in David Villa. Actually, David Villa to Bayern Munich?
Possibly. I was thinking that, is there a chance that Pep Guardiola could go... Worked with some of these players before. Might nick a few. I can't imagine the experience players. Yeah. Messi isn't going to go to Bayern Munich.
Really? You heard that here first.
But someone like a Thiago or a possibly some of the players that he brought through that aren't necessarily...
The funny thing is, though, you still think who's going to want to leave Barcelona.
Yeah, I know that. But so. There could be some players there that thought they want to play with Pep again. And I mean, Victor Valdez recently, only the other day, said that he's not signing a new contract with... Barcelona. I mean, you wouldn't place Manuel Neuer, but with Victor Valdez, but still.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I don't know. Like people say, oh, you might go back and get one or two players off Barcelona. Well, hold on, no, there's a lot of. You can't just go and go. Yeah, I might go back and get Thiago. Thiago's going to cost you a lot of money to buy. Mm. Like he's one of their hottest prospects.
Mm.
And he's like, not there. Barcelona aren't going to go. Yeah, let's sell him to like one of our biggest rivals.
He'll probably do that thing as well of like, I don't want to steal your players. Yeah. Like Roy Hodgson style, and then take Paul Konchesky. He can have Paul Konchesky if he wants.
Or do a Brendan Rodgers style and say, oh, I'll be taking anybody except Joe Allen.
Yeah, Liverpool managers do that a lot, don't we? Don't we? I'm next in line.
When did this happen? See, people are saying he's the man to bring success back to Bayern, but they're top of the table at the moment. And, you know,
good time to take over.
Yeah, well, I mean, what?
They had an atrocious season that season. I think that's what everyone means. I mean, not atrocious season. No. I didn't mean that. But they lost both of them. They had a very disappointing end to the season.
Yeah, they did, and they did come 1-3rd in it. Later,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Like overall, it was quite disappointing for them.
And the manner in which they lost those finals
exactly,
was awful.
The fact
that they were at home. For the Champions League final, lost on penalties when they should have won with 3-0.
Yeah. Roundly
and
beaten by
Dortmund 5-2.
It seems fitting for them to steal Guardiola sort of from Chelsea now, seeing as Chelsea stole the cup pretty much. It seems kind of like, well, yeah, we took your manager.
That's good. If you had given Chelsea that option,
this
stage last season, that's interesting. Would you like the Champions League this season?
Ask me right now what I'd like.
What, for Liverpool? Because you're not.
Me personally.
Would you like a personal Champions League or Pep Guardiola just hang around your house?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can bring him down to play football. I'm sure he'd be better than all of us.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty decent sometimes. I have a good left foot, like. I'm right foot. I have a good left foot. Let's see Pep hit it on the left. He probably was left foot, actually. No, he wasn't.
I don't know. Don't think he was. He played with his head, anyway.
I do as well.
It is a bit of a strange time because Dortmund, they're kind of... They're not... Perform as well as they should be. I think third on the table. If they were to miss out in the Champions League, it's not that likely. But if they were to finish fourth or third, and they get a hard draw in the next round of the orange round, they might lose one or two of their better players. Like Mario Götze has been constantly linked with a move away these days. Lewandowski's been linked with a move. Now, if they were to lose that, you know, it looks like Bayern could go on and dominate again, like they have done. Because this Dortmund team is great, and it was great, and it has been great for the last 3 years. But whether they can sustain that is a different story.
Got no return back. There you go.
There.
Well, he was a big reason why they won the league the first time around. So,
Paul Lambert kind of big. Big.
Yeah,
imagine that'd be interesting. Actually, I know he won't go there, but I would like to see Paul Lambert go, not to Villa and to an international club.
I hate to break the news to you.
I just don't think he's going to get the
job. About 8 months ago.
Anyway, Nigel Adkins is there. Has been sacked by Southampton.
Yeah, it was shocking.
Very
really.
Strange. It was out of nowhere. They'd only lost 2 of the last 10 games or something.
They had as good a record as Chelsea in the last, or like 1 point less than Chelsea in the last.
Benitez is getting sacked.
Well, that's going to happen anyway. But it's very weird, isn't it? It stinks of weird goings-ons. Yeah. Well, just, whatever that smells like.
You know, the owner wanted a big name and now it's a chance to get somebody in. And
that's so
in January,
big name. It's a, just a long name.
Yeah.
Mauricio Pochettino.
Pochettino. Pochettino, I think.
Let's try and see me and pronounce that later on in the season.
He's coming straight away. I mean, like within an hour of Atkinson.
Yeah, you can imagine that they were talking to him before.
Yeah, he probably like, probably.
Oh, yeah, I'll have this guy. Clear out your locker.
Clear out your desk. While the other guy's setting up, was like, "Oh no, I'm in charge." Oh, I wonder. Did he not oh, sorry.
Yeah. I wonder what the players think of this. Like Ricky Lambert contemplate.
In January, yeah, Ricky Lambert looking for a move. It's a strange one because it's the middle of January, we know. So this kind of stuff happens because the new manager might come in and have a... They might give him a bit of money and he might look to make some sense. But he has to... You know, you don't want to be messing around with your manager at this kind of stage. You know,
he's not done a bad job.
No,
he's done a phenomenal job getting them this far.
Yeah.
But like in the Premier League, he's done okay.
Sacking the manager because he got them promoted and they're in a different league and they're not doing well. Like you can't expect him to. Like there's a chance he might stay up, but now change the manager.
Yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it? You're gonna look back. It's like when the whole Mick McCarthy thing went on. It doesn't make any sense. Leave him there. He's not getting on too great at the moment. But look at the team you have. Wolves fans really annoyed me. I lost a lot of respect for Wolves fans about that. But I guarantee you, Southampton fans will really. Kick up over this because
they would have been backing Atkins, I'd say, because it just seems bizarre that they're sacking him now and then they're going to have to prepare for matches at the weekend. They're going to bring in a new manager. He's going to have his own tactics, his own spin on the team, you know. And like this, not that Atkins has been in this situation, but he's English and he's been around the English league setup. This Argentinian, isn't he?
I come from Espanyol.
He was asked. He was sacked by Espanyol.
Yeah, pretty crap for Espanyol. It's like, oh yeah, we have
Espanyol who are actually down the bottom.
Guardiola didn't work out, so he's next in line.
Damn.
Strachan, Guardiola. Yeah. That was the top two list. They both got.
He's from the same city as Guardiola, as in the team.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah. He's not.
We got it. Don't worry. We're not stupid.
Well, we move on.
Espanyol is based in Barcelona. Just to clear that up.
No, Barcelona is based in Espanyol.
No, Barcelona is based in España.
Oh, hold on, where's Spain?
In Catalonia.
Moving on to the football, lads. Again, it's a geography lesson for the week. Manchester United played Liverpool 2-1 to Manchester United the weekend. Not a terrible performance by Liverpool, was it?
Second half was quite alright.
Yeah, last half an hour it took till then, but. Again, we got met with this, we did well, and we lost. Like, this kind of random rock. I've said it so many times before in this and to you guys, I don't like, it's a glossing over everything kind of attitude he has, and that really irritates me. I don't want him to be coming out and trying to be overly truthful and thinking he's great because of it, like Ian Holloway or something, being like a nutcase, but... I would appreciate that he went, we were pretty bad in the first half. We kicked back, but it was a bit too late. We probably should have gotten... Yeah. We definitely should have gotten a point out of it,
possibly,
to be honest.
Possibly he should have taken a bit more of the blame for it because he started so defensively. And it was only when he changed it up, when they basically had to, because otherwise, like, what was the point? They were 2-0 down.
Yeah.
With half an hour to go, you may as well have done it.
But it's that glossing over of, you know, I go back as far as when Jonjo Shelvey played up front against West Ham, and he was like, Jonjo Shelvey was phenomenal up front today. I was like, no, it wasn't phenomenal up front. He played up front because we had no other strikers. You can just say he did a good job. Saying he's phenomenal up front, Thierry Henry is phenomenal up front. Like, he's not, Jonjo Shelvey was not. He existed up front for a little while.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to put a glossy spin on everything. Just say, you know, he put in a good shift. Like, we tried really hard at the end. It really... You know, it makes it easier for people to mock. Liverpool fans get that kind of thing in their head where, like, they'll post a picture of Daniel Sturridge after he's gone. It's like, we lost! Stop posting pictures of Daniel Sturridge!
Yeah, but he scored. So, you know.
He did well. He should have scored another. You can see he's still a bit rusty.
He's the saviour of the club.
But it was two goals, two games.
Yeah.
Mansfield, Man United, any man's will be.
We'll
beat any man's.
The 12 man's.
12 man podcast versus Liverpool, that's it.
12 man podcast versus Sturridge.
Yeah.
Or just Sturridge.
Well, Liverpool.
He'll beat us.
Liverpool. When we took Joe Allen off, Joe Allen's had a very bad few games. He's very off form.
He's struggling
physically in the midfield and he's not doing the thing he should be doing, which is pretty decent passing and.
Yeah, but
kind of general holding on to the ball.
I remember when we saw a play a good while ago. I can't remember who they're playing, but there was a chance the ball fell outside. I was with the Chelsea match a good while ago, and the ball fell to him outside the box, and he had a chance to shoot, but he decided to pass. He passed it straight, like,
yeah,
just to the side of him. But he passed to a Chelsea player. I was like, "What are you doing? Like, can you not do anything? Are you that not? It's not fair to call him one dimensional, but I mean, are you that limited in your ability?
Yeah, yeah.
All you're allowed to do is just pass.
Yeah, singular minded.
Yeah.
It's narrow minded. Like
we actually said this when the game was on. I said it to you that nobody's shooting. Like no one was outside the box. Kind of like, oh look, and until Steven Gerrard, who is pretty much the best thing he does, shoot from outside the box, and like which resulted in the Sturridge goal. And I said it to you, I was like, why will they not shoot? Not everyone's like Suarez had a terrible game, but anyone else didn't shoot like from anywhere around the box, and it finally took Steven Gerrard to just welly at the goal, and we scored. I was like, look, that's all you have to do. I don't want to, like, I'm not looking for, you know, 60 passes and then onto like a little true ball to Suarez. Everything had to be like a dinked true ball that split the defence up. It's like, sometimes you can just welly at the goal, the Hay will spill it, and we can score.
We said,
there's no shame almost, in goals like that.
Almost 2 years ago, we said, De Gea's not good at long shots. Just whack it at him. And you will get stuff out of it. And there was a lot of that reluctant.
I don't think he's too bad, but I actually don't think
not
too much.
Not quite as bad as he was.
I actually don't think there's too much he could have done about that. Jamie Redknapp had a go. I don't really, you know, you have to make the save.
It's always that thing where...
It was a decent effort and he made the save.
He made the save in the first place. So, the shot didn't go in, so he did. Okay.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Went out and then
the
score.
I don't think it was even that bad, like a parry. I don't think it was like an easy one to kind of keep into him, like to take into himself, and then he spilled it or something. It was just the way he saved it. He got down
just
well.
It's just the whole thing that you would want your keeper to knock it away from goal.
Yeah.
But
I don't know how he could have had that shot though.
Yeah, no, I know. It kind of bounced up in front of him and he kind of just had to react to it.
Yeah.
So, but it, like, it kind of, that's kind of glossing over the defence who, like, if a striker is in there, then it's like, oh, the keeper should have done better. But
yeah.
It's like, well, maybe a defender should have been in there and you could have just cleared it. You know?
An interesting stat here for you that Cleverley and Carrick between them had more passes than the entire Liverpool team.
There you go.
You know, for the whole game. You know, it's not something you would put down to Cleverley and Carrick to dominate games, but clearly, in fairness, I said this last week, Michael Carrick for the last 4 or 5 games has been very good. Mm. Some of his passing has been excellent. And he, in the cup during the week there, he came on and did a great job.
He
was one of the only ones that really calmed anything down, which is weird because I don't ever give him that role. I know he's in there to be a like relatively calm midfielder, but I don't think he passes the ball very well. But he's really worked on it. He's looking good this year.
Maturing, maybe.
Back into the England team.
Well, he doesn't really want to be there, does he?
But he does now.
He doesn't.
He didn't three months ago.
He wants to be in the England team.
Yeah.
But not he doesn't necessarily want to be floating around the fringes in the squad.
But anyway, without getting too much into England, we deserve to lose. I think we deserve, but not deserved. I think we should have gotten a point from that game. But ultimately,
I think
United are a better team, probably deserve to win it.
I was talking with this one of my friends, and we were discussing this. He's not a Liverpool fan, but I seen Liverpool fans saying we should have got a draw out of it. You know, we should have got something out of it. I was like, well, you know, that case you made, that you could have got something out of it. But it's not like there were that many chances that Liverpool didn't score. It wasn't like they had the ball in the back of the net, which disallowed or an offside goal, or there was some close call. You know, United scored 2 goals and Liverpool didn't. So it's hard to, it's
basic
a
that.
It's a straight to say, well, we deserve something now, but when they really weren't.
That's what I said. I didn't say we deserved though. I said I think we should have gotten something. I think we should have pushed on ourselves. I'm blaming us
I think Liverpool
luck or fortune.
But I think when Rodgers comes out
fortune, I'm blaming him.
When Rodgers comes out afterwards and says stuff like that, you know, oh well, we actually played really well and we should have got something. I was like, well, you shouldn't have got something if we didn't score another one.
Yeah.
So, and there's been some sections of the British media, as we've mentioned already, compared them to David Brent, you know, for all these buzzwords.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it is a bit
saying things and arm around the shoulder, kind of trying to be motivational and then trying to put a spin on afterwards. Like, you know, it's just, I think it's strange. Like, when Dalglish was there, Dalglish, I remember, would come out after the match and say, oh, I can't fault the effort of the players, and you know, we set up right, and it was like, we did this. I think it was after the QPR game last year, and I was like, well, no, you didn't set up right, you set up wrong. You can't fault the attitude of the players because they threw away a 2-goal lead. It's when they lost 3-2.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't come out and say these things. You can't just go and put out these buzzwords when they're not true. You come out and say, no, we didn't perform, we didn't do this, we didn't.
There's not a lot of managers who'll come out. I know generally they don't openly criticise their team.
No, not a lot of managers will. You don't want to criticise the team, but you don't want to you don't want to give them excuses.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, I totally agree. I think there's a terrible amount of that. I mean, I've given it about Wenger time and time again that does that. Ferguson, yeah. Ferguson comes out with the most ridiculous stuff in the world. Like,
but even now, you know, again, though,
Mancini's actually one of the rare ones who will admit that he thinks his team were bad.
Well, see, I think Mancini's the opposite of, I think, or the other end of the scale. He criticises his team too much. Like, he constantly says that we're not strong enough and we weren't good enough. Like,
they're not
every now and again. Every now
well,
and again, Wenger and Alex Ferguson do come out, like, when there is a really poor performance. Like, more, I think Ferguson does, he will come out and criticise his team if they lose a match 1-0 or 2-0 against somebody that they should have beaten but didn't play well. He'll come out and say we're crap. He will, does say.
Yeah.
And even the weekend when Arsenal lost, Wenger came out and said there was no motivation there, there was no determination, the players weren't focused or whatever it was, you know, and he said there was a problem there, and he admitted it straight away that there was a problem with the players. He didn't come out and say we set up right, we had the right attitude, you know.
Yeah,
and
it seems to be, I hate that attitude as well. Well, you got, is anyone going in with the wrong attitude? To be
but that's it.
It's buzzwords, stupid pointless buzzwords that are they're to deal with the media. If he starts dealing with the team a different way and properly, good. But
that's fair. But it doesn't seem like Rodgers is doing that. And you know, it was only a month or so ago.
Did you watch Being Liverpool? No, no, you can't say a word. Then.
Have you?
No.
Clive
Owen does the commentary on it, doesn't he?
He does.
Dubs it. Just, he's a nice voice. I've tried to watch it. I, like, haven't had a chance. I've seen bits of it. Seems interesting. I saw a bit where Jose Enrique's wife had a baby and had to go home. So, you know. Then I kind of was like, what the hell is this? Why am I watching this? I like football. I don't care.
What is this? A soap opera?
Yeah. But yeah, I think
what is this, dream team?
Getting back to maybe the cup, we're talking about United and, or even the bad news that poor old Darren Fletcher
from the season, yeah,
with a problem, he's had surgery on his bells, so wish the best to him. That's kind of shitty
because he was back briefly and then he's gone again.
No pun intended. Oh, and actually Luis Suarez has admitted to diving.
Yeah, I was thinking that when you were talking about Brendan Rodgers, how he reacts to things like that.
That was
he
a weird one.
Very strange reaction to it.
Yeah.
I mean, almost trying to deny that he did it, but also saying either that his diving is a disgrace or just the fact that he admitted it is a disgrace.
Yeah, I think it's the fact that, I think what Rodgers, in Rodgers' head, is now, you know the way Gareth Bale goes down all the time now and no one will give him anything? Because he doesn't ever dive.
Except for those 5 times
he dived. All those times he dived. But I think in Roger's head now, it's like, we want these frees and penalties. Don't be admitting to, just move on with your game. So I'd say he's annoyed about that.
I
don't know why he came out in the media and said anything.
Yeah, it is a decent enough thing to, like, I understand why he would be like, don't say that, because you've already got a reputation. You can't just say, like, oh yeah, I do it, yeah. Because it is going to snowball on him, maybe. But, yeah, saying it in the media was just like, no, shut up. Like, he didn't gain anything from saying that.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have lost anything from not saying anything.
He was back, I think he did the interview in Uruguay, or he did it with the Uruguayan group. And he was kind of, you know, he'll come out and say, oh, it's misinterpreted and all this afterwards. I think he usually remember Torres and said, I don't care about Chelsea anymore.
Yeah.
He came out and then said, no, that's not what I said.
I said, Chelsea care don't more. And they muxed up my words.
Muxed up your words?
He muxed up those words.
You wouldn't
words
get that on the 12-man podcast now.
Everybody muxed up their words.
My New Year's resolution of pronouncing things right.
Who's the new Southampton manager, by the way?
Pishinoshi.
Pinot Grigio.
Pinocchio.
He really is a champagne manager.
Ah, that's not champagne.
Pinot Grigio. Yeah, well, Luis Suarez hasn't done his empty favours now, I don't think. He's become more and more hated now. To admitting to diving, you know, and to say.
I don't know. I think if you don't admit to it, you become like Gareth Bale. I would find Gareth Bale more annoying than denying it and then coming out and being like, give me protection, people keep nearly kicking me, there was no contact made, but what if there is?
But you don't want,
well, then you can fall,
you
don't
trick. Want a player
run fast.
You don't want a player coming out saying, I cheat when I play football, and I do it because
definitely
I want to
not, no.
Yeah, but that's exactly what he did. So, like,
I'm not saying he's a likeable character, I'm just saying I dislike what Gareth Bale does more.
But we know what Bale, but do you though? Like,
yeah, like, I don't like the fact that he comes out and starts giving out that no one's sticking up for him when he's getting battered. It's like, you haven't been kicked. Nothing's actually happened to you. You just keep falling down and I don't understand he must have seen replays of these. He must know, actually, yeah, I wasn't kicked there.
But is it better than to come out and say, yeah, I cheat, I do that, I cheat, and I
happily
do it.
I don't think he necessarily...
And now everybody, all these peers...
I don't think he necessarily came out and said, I cheat. He said, yes, against Stoke I dived.
In that one instance, he cheated. But, yeah. I mean, the underlying text there is that...
He does. I do cheat. And he's willing to.
Like,
I understand that.
But we know he is. Like, we've seen it in the World Cup with that ball thing. And, you know, it's...
Yeah, and I praised him for accepting the fact that I did this, it was wrong, got a red card, grand.
Either way, he's a we know he's a pretty
terrible,
irritating bloke when it comes
human
to.
Being, yes,
I'm going to dance around those words. And he was irritating bloke.
Here's an interesting stat: Liverpool are closer to the relegation zone in terms of points than they are to the top of the table, which is weird because when Brendan Rodgers came out 2 months ago and said there's a chance we'd finish in the top two of the season.
Did he?
Yeah, he was wrong there.
Oh, Ian Iyer coming out midweek and saying, like, the managing director at Liverpool saying Liverpool have the best balanced squad.
Yeah.
What an absolute load of shit. We bought one player. It's about 4 months ago. It was like, oh, we need to rebuild the whole team. And I was like, oh, we have a phenomenal amount of players. Like, they're all terrible. What is happening? Like, why is this coming about? And why would you say that, even if you thought it? Is he thinking, oh, now Rodgers won't get any more money because we'll say this to him? Absolute moron.
Speaking of United, heard an interesting stat that they actually have the most points... Or the second most points ever in the Premiership at this stage.
That's pretty
good. Since Chelsea were ridiculously good under Mourinho. Which is weird. Like, you just wouldn't think that.
Just the way they have been so consistent.
But, you know, they're getting the job done now.
They got the job done against West Ham. They beat them 1-0 in the Cup.
Replay, oh, it was so terrible.
Not much
to say with that. Skeeks got man of the match, though.
Welbeck got man of the match in the Liverpool game.
Yeah.
I will protest that for years to come. That was ridiculous. But yes, Giggs did, which again, I didn't see him touch the ball.
He was very, very good.
Yeah.
Last half an hour,
he didn't touch the ball. Maybe the first half, he must have been good.
An incredible run in the last couple of minutes.
Which is good for him and for his
creaking. I thought he was very good.
He's a bit slow still, if you see him on, like...
Still, yeah, he's not going to get you faster.
But if you see, like, a pulling the trigger or making decisions, he's getting older and not as good at them now. Like, there was once or twice where it was like, do it, cross it now, cross it out. He didn't. It was like, what's he doing?
If you ever watch, like, the Premiership years from 96, 97, or whatever it is,
I know,
this is when he was able to do this kind of thing. And you'd see him run, and he'd score from outside the box, he'd beat players, I remember talking to people about it, I was like, how is he able to shoot from outside the box back then, but suddenly he's lost that ability now? I was like, this is just bizarre.
It's unusual. But it did take, I mean, they were looking, Man United were... looking a bit worried for a while there.
They scored early on, and then
second half was a bit. They brought on like Scholes and Carrick within a couple of minutes because they were really.
Anyone see Scholes tackle?
Oh, it was really awful.
It was so funny.
I really did not like. I know Paul Scholes makes late bad challenges and it's hilarious to people. I thought it was really vicious.
It was a very, very dangerous
tackle.
It was a dangerous tackle. Yeah,
he really could have hurt the lad.
I don't think it was vicious or malicious. It was just classic.
It was delicious, though.
It was delicious and nutritious.
It wasn't nutritious. It was leg-breaking. It was a very bad tackle.
I don't know what nutrients you'd be eating. I don't think it was intentional. It was just a classic bad Paul Scholes tackle.
No, I don't think he was...
And I found it funny.
Yeah, I don't think he was thinking, I'm going to go in and hurt his leg. But he didn't go to win the ball. He went to hurt the player. And if
I don't know about that. Either.
Oh, he definitely did. There was no way he tried to get the ball. He went right... And he kept the leg followed through. It was an atrocious tackle.
If that is the case, why would he have done that? That's a very ridiculously stupid thing to do.
But
when they're 1-0 up,
but he always does that.
That's the thing.
He's there, but it's still a poor tackle. I don't think we can go, it's Scholes. I still think it's an awful tackle.
It's a very bad tackle. But I just don't see that it was intentional. But anyway,
what about Vincent Kompany's tackle? That's in the Arsenal Man City
game.
It's been rescinded.
There was
some debate what happened.
I don't think it should have been rescinded.
I can see why it was, but I cannot see why it was.
By the letter of the law, that's a red card. 2 feet off the floor, boom, red card.
Yeah, I know, but the letter of the law is there to kind of, you're supposed to...
Take it as the letter of the law.
No, you're supposed to use a bit of common sense around it as well.
Yeah,
but
I don't think you're allowed to do that in retrospect when the... referee has gone by.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't think they can say, it might have been a bit harsh. No, it's not. Who deals
with this? The rescinding red card. It's not Rory McGrath, the dubious red card panel, is it?
Dubious red card panel, yeah.
Scooby as Pip.
With Scooby Doo. Yeah, I don't know. It's just the FA, disciplinary board, whatever. They go and they protest their case. I mean, if you can give a reason for, you know, much like a court case, you know, it has to be beyond reasonable doubt, though, doesn't it? So, I mean, if they can, if Man City can go and say, well, Jack Wilshere takes a heavy touch and goes in and Kompany wins the ball and, okay, his feet are off the ground, and then the FA go back and say if there's four or three of them, and they go, two of them go, no, it's a red card, one of them goes, well, it's not. Well, can they enforce that then? Because then you go, well, there is doubt there that it is a red card, and another referee on another day, in another situation, from a different angle, might have said, nah, it's a yellow card, or might have even let play go, because, you know.
Yeah, but should it not be that, like, that would happen in the opposite sort of way? That, like, it shouldn't be pulled back because there's doubt. It should be, there's doubt that it can be rescinded. Yeah. Get me?
No, because if that's the case, you have to prove that 100% that is a red card, I think. You know, if you can, or to at least to a very high extent that it's a red card. You know, it is, you know, it's not, it's like, there's no way that, you know, Vince Kompany shouldn't be tackling. You can't tackle from the front like that. You don't make tackles like that. That's why it's a red card, because you can't tackle a player head on like that with your feet out. You can tackle by going in a block tackle, but not a slide tackle like that. Yeah. Slide tackles are from the side. That's it. You don't go in from behind, you don't go in from the front. You slide in at the side and win the ball cleanly. A player might fall over. I think it's a red card because he comes in at the front of him. But, you know, would it have been, if Jack Wilshere had taken a proper touch, would it have been worse? Would it have been better? You know?
Yeah.
And then Jack Wilshere winds up going in on top of him in any way. Yeah. Falls over.
It looks worse than the tackle.
It does look worse, but
one thing about Jack Wilshere lately, he's been an awful prick. He's been very get up and look, like, in that situation, he wasn't that bad. He got tackled and kind of fell over and looked hurt. There was one or two throughout the last week where he's getting up and looking for players to be booked. I think Gareth Barry kicked him. And I'm not a Gareth Barry fan by any means, but ran to the referee straight away, like, waving the hand. And so I was like, you know what, Jack Wilshere, I'm not sure if I like you lately.
Well, he's always been like that.
I don't really remember him like that before.
Well, he's always been very tenacious, was supposed to be the word.
Mulling that one over.
Well, in the end, the red card was rescinded, and it's debatable whether it should have been a red card. In the first place, debatable whether it should have been rescinded.
Tell you what's not debatable. Arsenal should have won.
No. No. Koscielny's red card.
Yeah, one of the stupid. A great spot by Mike Dean. Yeah, we were watching that at the time, and I was like, what's he stopping the game for? What's that idiot do? Oh, actually, he's dead on there. great show.
It was strange because there were some people coming out saying, oh, sure, there's nothing in that. Like,
there's
a
phenomenal amount in that.
He's pulling him to the ground. But what was Koscielny doing? Like, there's no need for something like that.
Very average defender.
Yeah, but I mean,
very, very... The standard of player going back 10 years ago at Arsenal, regardless of... I know, like, players like Martin Keown, not high football quality, but they had a value at Arsenal with all the kind of class players around them. The difference now is just phenomenal, looking at some of those players. Like, Koscielny, I don't think we'll ever become a very strong, reliable, or leading centre-back. Or not even, I suppose, leading, but he'll never become, you know, he'll never complement Vermaelen perfectly. I don't think there's going to be a hippie honcho combination in there.
I'm not the best comment, not the best.
For 1 year it was pretty good, alright?
And it's not even ever going to reach that height. For 1 year, it was pretty good. That's how bad the Koscielny
Vermaelen for Stefan Ojo, before he disappeared off the face of the earth, was pretty much erased from everyone's memory. And did he play?
Went to Celtic.
Did he play?
No.
Yeah, see? Teams claimed to have him, but I never saw him play.
Penalty was missed in anyway from that. And weird, because Chesney kind of saved it, and then he went over, and then he saved it. Didn't go over the line, I mean, but it went over him.
Bad penalty. Weird one.
Yeah, but he stopped it anyway, you know what I mean? But Wenger didn't come out after the match and say that's the reason we lost. He came out, and as I said, he said there was no, the attitude wasn't right, I suppose. But there was no heart and there was no passion, really, and they just didn't look like they were up for, which is, you know, we're playing Chelsea this weekend. Roundy expected to get beaten there as well, and it's just like, oh, back to the same old
Chelsea kind of mucked these days as well.
Yeah, I know, but Rafa Benitez, negative tactics, hits on the counter attack.
Better players.
Frank Lampard, better players. Demba Ba scored two against us at Newcastle.
Nando Torres on the bench. That's
always a plus.
Mentioned, just talking about Wenger there, he's actually come out for the first time I can ever remember, and said, actually, I want two players. What do you think about that as an Arsenal fan? Well, excited?
We'd be linked heavily.
Zaha and...
Yeah, I don't want Zaha, really. I mean, you know, I don't want to spend 50 million on Go Grand, that's us, though. It's like, Great. Come in, he's good in 7 years. Great. We'll just wait for Octa Chamberlain and Walcott to get good, and then he'll be along.
Like,
we've been linked with Edison Cavani. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. It's just
he's can't imagine the amount of money.
The amount of money he needs to sign him, and middle of the season, I don't think that's going to happen. But I'd love to see him come off because he's. If not,
I got excited last year thinking he was coming over, remember?
Second or third best striker in the world at the moment, you know, Fashel, and I suppose Messi's the number one, but you got Fashel as well. Van Persie and Suarez are up there as well. So he's in the top five, maybe, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, because he has 24 goals from the season, but I don't see it happening.
In 23 games.
Yeah, so they are. It makes it even better when you say it like that.
Yeah. But well, you know, it should be interesting. Is that the. It's hardly that. It couldn't be just those two that he's interested in.
What will happen is we'll get, I don't know. Somebody on loan from somebody we don't really know much about, probably won't play a lot, and then we'll sign some, you know, 16-year-old Icelandic defender that won't ever feature in the team.
Well, he's saying that he wants a midfielder anyway.
Why? He has Abu Dhabi, who apparently played the other day. I saw his name. That's about
and
it.
His legs.
No, I didn't see them.
Those sexy legs. Yeah, what
I've still been proven right on him. Yeah. Love it. Absolutely love it. Him and O'Hare.
I love it.
I love it
if we beat them. Love it.
Him and Owen Hargreaves are like my forte. I just know when the players. I just know that.
Is Owen Hargreaves not progressing?
No.
We'll be expecting a video from him.
Didn't he train with QPR Everton or something for a while? But I don't think he has a club at the moment.
He might well have trained at QPR. Sounds something they do. Snap him up, you know, and he'll snap something already. Arsenal beat Swansea 1-0 in the cup replay as well. Because you mentioned you like beat West Ham.
Another one of those games where. Should have been more comfortable for the whole game, really.
Yeah, there was an awful lot of chances. What was this? Swansea had 3 shots in the game. Arsenal had 15.
Yeah, they had a lot more than 15. I'm telling you.
Whatever it was. Oh, on target, I mean.
I don't know. Walcott didn't hit a lot on target anyway. Sake. Obviously, Thierry Henry's not coaching him anymore. You saw some of the finishing from him.
Nah, don't give him that new deal. Let him go.
Well.
Apparently he's signed according to some sources.
Would these sources be
according to a mate or a pal?
No, I read it somewhere.
According to agent 479. Reliable.
I unfollowed him, alright?
After he led you down straight
with Cavani. He got me all excited about that, and then he actually said someone was taking the piss out of me, like a source was taking the piss out of me. I was like, I'm gonna
it's probably some 15-year-old kid sitting there at home playing FIFA, doing this.
Hmm.
I actually saw a video the other day. It was Gareth Bale. I remember he scored against Inter. He got a hat-trick against Inter. It was a video of it up, and the premise for this video was like it was Gareth Bale scoring the goals, like he scored a hat-trick, but it was him making some really good runs in it. But the premise of the video was it started off with like this dramatic music as you get, and like your man was like Bale versus Mike on. Best left midfield in the world versus best right back in the world or whatever. Now it was uploaded 2 years ago or whatever this happened, and it was like you know, 1v1 in a sprint, and then it showed like, and then it goes, this is the way FIFA portray it. And it shows the FIFA, like the game, the stats, and it's Bale, and it has a highlight, it's Bale acceleration 84, Maicon acceleration 87, and it's like in reality, and then it shows Gareth Bale running away from it. I was like, oh my god, who put this together? Some 15-year-old kid went and put this together and put it up. I was like, oh I was like, you don't take FIFA stats as they're not the.
Take Football Manager stats.
Yeah.
Well, just look at the player and know who's faster. This is what you think he's proved FIFA wrong. Good lad. Fair play, Jim.
Well, why didn't Wicon ever have 87 in FIFA on acceleration? What's going on there?
Who knows? Right to FIFA, find out.
Right to YouTube. Tell him to take that video down.
Get in touch with us. # overrated players from FIFA. We don't need to put FIFA. Just overrated players. You know, who's overrated in FIFA? The whole event is even more overrated.
Or just FIFA overrated. I'm going to stick with my old classic Matty O'Brighty from FIFA 2003, who was the best player in the game. How did that work out for you?
Oh, not well, I imagine not well.
No, not well at all.
I'm a pro Evo man though, so you know, you can try that in there as well. The whole event seems overrated, isn't it?
We will pro Evo FIFA. We'll take any sponsorship. If
send us a few copies.
two copies. Rude doesn't have an Xbox.
Yeah, well, whatever, right?
I'll have it on my PS1, thank you very much. Do you still make N64 games?
I got the old Sega Mega Drive. Wish I had a Sega Mega Drive. Anyway, Tottenham are playing Man United this weekend, and Chelsea are playing Arsenal, which I mentioned already. Tottenham who beat United earlier in the season.
Mm-hmm.
If very strange match where they were really good. Then United attacked them a lot in the second half, and Tottenham somehow got away with it.
Yeah,
it was a strange match. But is this the one where Tottenham go, they win, United lose, and then City win, because I think City are playing Fulham, and City come back into it, and then the title race is blown up again? Or is it United go there, get a scrappy 1-2-0 win, 2-1 win, whatever, and kind of go on and have that run they usually have after Christmas, win 12 games in a row, and then suddenly
My guess is the second, the latter.
Yeah,
that United will go on and beat Tottenham this weekend, I reckons.
Chelsea Arsenal,
I think Chelsea should win that, really.
Yeah.
Rafa, do the Rafa dance again, like we put up on the Chapman podcast. It's a phenomenal video.
Rafa dance, dogs in the pitch.
Phenomenal moves he does.
Bar, Liverpool, Liverpool.
The best video ever. You want to hear a man break into tears talking about Michael Owen, look at that, best call-in video or something like that.
Oh, I meant to mention Michael Johnson. Poor old
Roy Evans sitting there looking so awkward on the couch as his man. And if you listen to the end, it actually sounds like... Roy Evans calls him an arsehole. If you just listen to it, he goes, arsehole.
Oh, I meant to mention Michael Johnson there. Sorry, Michael Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
The former Man City player who's been... Well, he was released before Christmas, but it was only announced the other day that he was released.
Because nobody noticed and nobody cared.
Yeah. Surely someone should have seen him coming down the stadium.
But they didn't keep him in the stadium, tied up.
Yeah, but he would have to go there. He would have to go there for that final, ending of the contract type thing. Someone saw him leave, will you watch it? Oh, God, that's Michael Johnson.
He ate all the pies, eh?
He didn't. He just drank all the beer, which is very unfortunate and very sad to hear.
Yeah, well, it looks like there's no career football anymore. He won't for long term.
It's very sad. Sven will take him on somewhere.
So Sven's gone to 1860 Munich as a coach.
I'm devastated by that. If you think of because I went over to Munich during the tour, and there was a big rivalry. And imagine being a Bayern Munich fan, being able to be me Champions League final, Pep Guardiola, you got Sven in as the coach and stuff.
Yeah, not even manager, coach and stuff.
That's what Bayern Munich use over 1860 Munich.
I know,
not
but
it's a fact. That's just another years and years of dominance.
I know, but it's just another. Yeah, but that it's just a new thing, a new angle to kind of taunt them with, the Sven angle, which is pointy and full of STIs.
Jeez, that angle's awful, STI.
Lovely. Allegedly. Don't slander us anymore. Chelsea. We're talking about Chelsea playing Arsenal. Stoke played Chelsea at the weekend. Jonathan Walters had a good game for Chelsea. Playing for a move. Playing for a move to Chelsea. Scored two own goals. Missed a penalty. And managed to hit himself in the face with a ball
Oh, poor lad. Oh. I felt really bad for him. He's the kind of lad where I was like, I want to give him a hug, but actually I don't, because he's terrified looking. I've seen him angry. Remember, who was it? Whoever tackled him, Sabaleta or something. Yeah, failed him badly.
Gone nice and angry about that.
Well, Stoke was at the Britannia, and Stoke could see the 4-0. Yeah. It just doesn't happen. That's a great way for Chelsea. But they didn't really do much good for themselves. They drew 2-0 at Southampton during the week.
Two goal lead.
And that's why you sacked Nigel Atkins. Bring him in, actually, get a good result over Chelsea and sack the manager.
There was an interesting interview with Atkins after, where he did pretty well there. He got a draw out of Chelsea. Yeah. Is it? I'm not sure if it's Jeff Shreves. Is he going to congratulate him? No. Do you not regret not starting Ricky Lambert? No.
Sounds like Jeff Shreves.
Yeah. Moron.
Do you think he knew he was going to be sacked at that stage? Or?
Atkins, no, I wouldn't say so. I'd say it's
because I didn't see it coming. I think everybody's seen it.
No. But that's the thing. When Shreves asked him that, though, he was like, no, we're a squad. Yeah, but he scored. Do you really not regret that? It was like, slap Jeff Shreves in his big, curly, fat, ugly face.
Oh,
hate the man.
QPR drew Tottenham as well. Nil all.
Thrilling. 3-0 all draws on Saturday.
Good result for
I'm going to take that sound by off. Thrilling.
Good result for QPR, though. Getting themselves a point. Lift himself up on the table. They've got Remy in now. He's going to change it all around.
Lift themselves off the bottom of his head.
Yeah, I know.
It's 2 points off the bottom of his head because Reading won.
Is he going to change it all around, Loic Remy?
No.
I mean, a player who Harry Redknapp nearly accidentally admitted isn't as good as he used to be.
He's not as good as he's considered to be either.
Well, I know, but he was in an interview when they signed him. He was, I'm very happy.
He's won 20 million last year.
I'm very happy.
Oh, it's a shame he signed him.
But, yeah, basically what he said was, I'm very happy, as I said before.
Yeah.
That's
what he was saying.
Especially because he was 20 something million last year, and then we come cheap. I was like, kind of tells you that his price has dramatically dropped. Same with Yann Mavia, linked with Arsenal to start. Now he's heavily linked with them. Strange.
Hmm.
Didn't they get a French defensive midfielder when they swapped Joey Barton?
Stephen Abaya.
They don't want him anymore. Are they going to bring Joey Barton back?
Are they? Probably not.
Didi Haman will stomp his head in if he comes back into the country.
Yeah, Barton Haman, Twitter fight during the week. What was that all about?
Basically, Didi Haman.
You're on Twitter, man, here.
I actually wasn't following. I had to look it up after. Because I don't follow Joey Barton. That's one place I just will not go. No, I didn't actually know he was on there. But basically, Joey Barton got far too personal. I think when you bring someone's life problems, their kids and Haman's ex-wife into it, it's very personal.
How did it all start?
Anytime you bring
it started with Joey Barton doing the usual mouthing off on Twitter about
Newcastle.
Trying to sign Lauric Remy and talking about their financial setup or whatever. And Haman said, you shouldn't speak about clubs that used to pay your wages. They paid you a lot of money, you know, and just enjoy France now kind of thing. To which Joey Barton responded with like just a tirade of abuse, pretty much kind of went back and forth between them. Joey Barton, I think Haman had brought up tagged him as hashtag England International a few times as a kind of joke.
My favourite part was the slightly subtle nice little joke in there by Didi Haman and some of Joey Barton's best insults were knobhead, coke addict.
Yeah, he accused Didi Haman of being, this is one of the funny things he said as well, accusing Didi Haman of having a kind of clan that sell him drugs. I was like, Joey, surely you were in that clan. If there was anyone at Man City selling drugs, I would imagine it's you. But ultimately it just got disgusting. It was, you know, Joey Barton putting things like hashtag jog on and telling him his kids won't respect him.
I don't like him to say jog on.
No, I don't either. No. But saying things like, you know, his kids won't respect him because he has a Champions League medal. His gambling problem has tore his marriage apart. He went off with some young bird. All this horrible stuff, which is just, you know, far too personal. Didi Haman hit him with a beauty, though, whereas the media won't make my kids respect me, but I'm not prepared to punch a child in the face in McDonald's for them to respect me, which he hit Joey Barton with, which was very, very funny because
Haman's threatening to sue him now, isn't he?
If you look at the letter, Joey Barton's apparent apology, he did not write any of that apology. It's a legal letter written up of...
Didn't use the word knobhead once.
It's legal letter written up by obviously Joey Barton's legal team, and he was obviously told immediately.
I'd say he has a massive legal team.
He was in jail for God's sake.
He can work at 24/7.
It's just... You get sick of him, don't you? I mean, every time he talks about, you know, I'm getting a second chance here and I'm going to, you know, show my worth. And it's like, you know what? You're about 28 now at this stage. You've been worthless. You've been nothing but trouble for everyone. Oh, what's that? You have an alt new band we want to hear. Fuck off.
If you want to get yourself in the slagging match with us on Twitter, at 12 Man Podcast.
Oh, we'll slag out about you. You know?
We will lie
family,
you.
Family, you know, we'll tell you to, we won't tell you to jog on, actually. I'm not going to. We will never stoop to that level.
Never, never, never. We'll stoop to the depths of Scotland, though. Gordon Strachan.
I'm scared.
I'm cold. Gordon Strachan's been given the Scotland job.
Yeah.
He sounded terribly Scottish when he was on ITV the other week. I couldn't understand what he was saying.
That was his audition.
He auditioned, interview, whatever you want to say.
But it wasn't really an interview.
It could have been.
Why is your man from ITV conducting the interviews?
Matt Smith wants to interview us. But yeah, he's got the job.
He got the job despite admitting to not paying his parking fines.
You know, they'd be chasing down those parking fines.
It's a pretty Scottish thing to do.
I don't know who else is going to get the job, but this is definitely a step.
Well, no one else.
Craig Brown. Craig Brown.
Give it to Craigie Brown. But there's nobody, you know, it's a definite step in the right direction after that.
Nigel Quasi got his back, his prince.
Well, he's Scottish, yeah.
Stop being reasonable about it.
Yeah, get him in there. Good show assistant manager, yeah. I agree with that.
Strachan and Quasi, dream team.
Managing to get them relegated somehow. Out of international football into like Africa or something like that. Scotland playing in the African Cup of Nations would be phenomenal.
Well, Cape Verde versus Scotland this weekend. So, yeah, he's got a definitely step in the right direction after Craig Levein was there.
Prickly
Next
bear.
Next step is for Wales to get rid of Chris Coleman.
Yeah. He'll go in there after. Nigel Quasi, maybe.
He's not Welsh. What are you talking
You're an
about?
Idiot.
Crazy talk.
He's not even a manager.
I think we said it. I think I'm surprised it took Scotland this long, actually. I'm pretty sure.
Well, they took their time, which is what they should be doing.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure directly after you said, we all said, it'll be Gordon Strachan, won't it? There's no one else.
Well, there was talk that it could have been Joe Jordan.
Ugh.
And he would just start punching people.
That's what they like in Scotland, though.
Fighting. We're going to get sued.
By Scotland.
By Scotland.
And Kate Brady.
Hashtag jog on Scotland.
Strachan, yeah. I don't know, he might do a good job. They have a decent group player.
That's a very underwhelming statement. He might do a good job.
He might do an alright job.
I like Gordon Strachan.
Yeah, I like Strachan.
I think I can't think of anyone else that would take that job that they're giving it to.
Yeah, should we see what goes?
Rod Stewart.
It's a bit of an insane one.
Why not? He would have motivated him, though. He probably would cry.
I'm not sure how much longer he'd be alive.
He probably would have gotten rid of anyone associated with Rangers, though.
Mm.
Just on while we're talking about Scotland, Celtic were playing Steaua Bucharest.
Yes.
Why? Yeah. In Marbella.
Why in Marbella or why in general?
Just
and also they were in Marbella.
It was winter break, and you know, you were talking about the bunch of teams that are on winter break getting friendlies.
Racially abused. And
Do Celtic have any games?
No. Well, coming back this weekend. As far as we're back tomorrow.
Any word on the Scotland being reformed?
Scotland being reformed.
Blown up.
Are they going to take parts of Manchester?
Any of the islands that might be off and come
closer and detach
maybe
themselves.
Bring the highlands, cut a bit off, make them lowlands.
Anyway, there's no updates on the league, is there? If there is, it's all in code, so we can't understand it even less.
We can't understand it even less.
No, we can. We can understand it even less.
Anyway, we mentioned African football there. The African Cup of Nations kicks off this weekend. So that's always entertaining.
Who's your team? Ivory Coast? They're not in it.
They are.
I don't think so, no.
They're in the area.
Oh, yeah, that's right, isn't it? Well, I'm not following them.
I don't know. I'll pick a team. We'll all pick a team for next week.
I'm sure we'll have a podcast about that.
After we kind of half assess.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that, though, right? No, we'll put it up during the week, actually.
Well, we'll select them after this.
We'll Facebook or Twitter them
during the week. We'll put them up. We'll stick them up there. And
we'll have a think. And
We'll probably watch the matches
here.
No,
there won't be any thinking. We'll be drawing names over half.
We'll probably No, Soccer AM do that. I don't want to do that in Soccer AM do.
So, you're supporting Cape Verde. And Deco, you're supporting Cape Verde. And Rue, Scotland.
And now, here's David Hay and Manny from Stone Roses. Yay!
Go kick a ball through a hoop or something. Go on. This will make fine audio recording.
Manny, they were the only people they ever had. You were guaranteed to turn it on. It was Manny, David Hay, be one of them people. Your man, Neil Razor Ruddock, used to always go.
Oh. Tell you what I saw during the week. I didn't actually get to watch the episode. I think it was just a clip of it someone had played or something. But it come down with me of footballers, which had Razor Ruddock, John Fashanu, and two other lads. I have no idea who they were. It was like the footballer special. And it was Razor Ruddock hosting it or something at his house. And how did he answer the door? Wearing an apron, naked, giving them roses. Absolutely horrible.
Sweets or actual roses?
No, like an actual rose and kissing them on the cheek.
He misunderstood idea of come down with me.
Come shag with me with Razor Ruddock. Absolutely horrible.
I'd love to see spin off really crap versions of those shows.
Razor Ruddock's house or something.
Yeah, something. I'm sure we can think of some good
Razor Ruddock's house.
We'll put it up.
A Pee Wee's Playhouse type. A Pee Wee Herman type playhouse thing.
If you could think of a spin off of a television show.
Tommy Mooney on. Isn't it Tommy Mooney who was playing for Watford?
Who was on.
It was on A Place in the Sun. And they call it the Celebrity Special.
A Place in the Sun Jihai. You mentioned John Fashanu. Fash in the Attic.
Sorry, I'm a bum. Oh, that's so good. I'm just locking them up there for a few weeks. Do you find any antiques yet?
What a nice rack. John Fashanu's up there.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Because he used to be a really rough and abrasive player. It'd be great if he kind of just turned up at people's houses, rent the door, and said, It's like answer the door. It's like, all right, I'm John Fashion. It's like, get in your ass. It's like, what? Oh, you're like,
elbowing your face. Elbowing you as he walks in.
Going up ladders, elbowing people.
Whose face did he smash in nearly with his elbow?
Everybody.
I think he got me at one stage.
That's phenomenal. If you have any suggestions for that, actually, I'd like to, I'm going to be coming up with them for
Fashion,
the
Fashion
Yak. Yeah, sure, tweet them to us at 12 Man Podcast.
12 Man Podcast.
Or put it on the Facebook either. That was brilliant. Good lord, I'm going to be thinking of these for the next 10 days now. Then I'll stop.
Then you'll stop. Only 10 days.
Yeah. Well, 10 days only.
Well, that's it, lads. That looks like it's it. We've done enough, I think. That's enough audio entertainment for one week. We can't give you too much more because you just blow up with excitement. I think Fashion Jack's the kind of place to end it.
This is a dangerous hell thing to be sending out for free that might blow up. I need to go to bed, by the way. I think it's time to end this.
The 12thmanpodcast at hotmail.com, at 12thmanpodcast, or I'll get the Facebook page, just Google it, the 12thmanpodcast, you'll find us. Put a like in there, stick up whatever you want, some videos, some Fashion Jack related banter.
I'd like any more. If you have any more of... If anyone can track down Babar, I'd love to find that. But any more of people calling into...
Phone and shows
and crying. Or that one where they called into the Man United one and Gary Pallister's trouser area had formed a bit of a shape. So they asked him about the season and then the guy went, oh, also, just like to congratulate Gary on his bulge. At which point they cut him off.
Thank you, Declan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Talbot. And thank you, myself, Shane Keane. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Rick James, Toby Maguire, Rue Tobin. What do these three names have in common?
None of them wear pants.
I'd go to sex church, I would. Why were there so many dogs? Rue Tobin doesn't wear pants.
Rue Tobin?
Pants.
He doesn't wear them.
Pants.
Stop talking about Rue's pants, goddammit.
Pants.